God's Law Finally Vindicated, October 11th. Give me understanding, and I shall keep thy law, yea, I shall observe it with my whole heart. When Christ ascended and laid open before the heavenly intelligences the scene of the conflict and the fierce attacks that Lucifer made against him to prevent him from accomplishing his work on the earth, all the prevarications and accusations of him who had been an exalted angel were seen in their true light. It was seen that his professedly spotless character was deceptive. His deeply laid scheme to exalt himself to supremacy was now fully discerned. When the issue was finally settled, every unfallen being expressed indignation at the rebellion. With one voice they extolled God as righteous, merciful, self-denying, just. His law had been vindicated. In the beginning, Satan's purpose was to separate the human family from God. And in every age he has carried out this same purpose. The same method of deception, the same logic that he used to deceive the holy pair in Eden, he has used in all succeeding ages. His plan of work has ever been one of deception. He claims to be religious. He has a synagogue in which there are worshippers. He sways all classes. Constantly Satan works among people of all ages. At times he assumes a cloak of piety, purity, and holiness. Often he transforms himself into an angel of light. He has blinded the eyes of men and women so that they cannot see beneath the surface and discern his real purposes. God is omnipotent, omniscient, immutable. He always pursues a straightforward course. His law is truth. Unchanging, eternal truth. His precepts are consistent with his attributes. But Satan makes them appear in a false light. By perverting them, he seeks to give human beings an unfavorable impression of God. Throughout his rebellion, he has sought to represent God as an unjust, tyrannical being. But Satan's hypocrisy has been unmasked by Christ's life, trial, and death. Christ took upon himself human nature, and by his perfect life demonstrated the falsity of the claims of him who constantly accuses those who are trying to obey God's law. And the blood of Christ shed on the cross is the everlasting, incontrovertible testimony that God's law is as immutable as is his own character. The crucifixion of Christ was a murder instigated by Satan and carried out by people who had separated themselves from God. In the day of judgment, when the death of Christ upon the cross is seen in all its reality, every voice will be hushed. Everyone will see that Satan is a rebel.